China and Japan's historical record give new meaning to the term grudge match. Many Chinese have neither forgotten nor forgiven Japan's invasion and occupation of China in the 1930s and 1940s, or the 20 million Chinese who died then. Chinese sports fans have taken to voicing that resentment in recent years during competitions with Japan. 4 years ago, it got ugly when China lost to Japan in the Asia Cup soccer final. Thousands of angry Chinese fans took to the streets of Beijing. They hurled abuse at Japanese fans, and then they marched to the hotel where the Japanese team was staying and demanded the right to beat them up. China's government has urged Chinese fans to be civil during the Olympic Games, and today Chinese baseball fans were well-behaved. That took some doing, though. Their team fell to Japan by a score of 10-0. The World's Mary Kay Magstead was at the game in Beijing.
Well, the Japan versus China baseball game ended abruptly and early because it was called on a mercy rule. That is, Japan was ahead of China by 10 runs in the seventh. And China ended up saying, okay, that's it. You've got a better game. We're done. The two teams shook hands on the field. The fans were good-natured and went home. I mean, basically, it was a remarkably civil crowd. Both the Japanese fans and the Chinese fans refrained from chanting nationalistic slogans or from slagging off the other side. They stuck to saying go Japan or go China or having chants that were for their team. There wasn't any booing. There wasn't any hissing. The only real aggression I saw during this game was the Chinese pitcher toward the Japanese batters. There were a couple of times when he actually hit Japanese batters with his pitches. But aside from that, it was a civil game. It was exactly what the Chinese government wanted to have happen in these more sensitive political matches. The Chinese fans showed that they could be rowdy and into the game without being belligerent or aggressive. And that's the image that China wants to portray to the world as it's hosting all of these sporting events, that it's an enthusiastic supporter of its team but a gracious loser.